What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
All right, welcome to another episode of Bustin' with the Boys. I am your host, Will Compton. My co-host, Tara Lawan, I believe he's on his way. He's running a little bit late, but you guys know the boy. He comes in, he'll be ready, he'll bring the juice, he'll bring the noise. A few things, we got a few. What is it, house cleaning, housewarming?
Yep, house cleaning.
The boys, I don't know if you guys saw last week, but we got a cease and desist from Budweiser. As you guys watch this episode, I mean, that's... I guess that's been covered up for a while, but we're sitting on a Budweiser bus, boys. So hopefully that since we bought the bus, like we're safe from that. But the fact that the boys are canceling us, our merchandise. So if you guys see, and that's another thing, I know we're running a sale right now, has nothing to do with getting cease and desist. But you know, anything you guys see with Budweiser style logos, you know, it's going to be, they're going to be discontinued. And there's a lot of murmurs out there. People talking about collector's items, selling on eBay. You know what I mean? NFTs, the whole thing, the whole shebang. So if you guys are listening right now and you're like, I've been wanting to get that hoodie Comps got on. We got a lot of different colors out there. Again, has nothing to do with getting a cease and desist, but we have 20% off our entire merch store at the moment. I know you guys are listening on Wednesday. Hopefully you guys would have already seen it now, by now on Monday, because we'll be going live on that sale here soon. That's just a side note for the boys. I just ran a little quick meeting for them. Before we continue to get into that.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Dale Earnhardt swinging for the boys. He tagged, which might not seem like a lot, but maybe it does. Because I want to say Budweiser sponsors Dale, and I want to say Dale's like a part of Budweiser. Yeah, I think like that was like a Bud Light gig. Yeah, overall, when I say Budweiser, the umbrella Anheuser-Busch is the one giving us that cease and desist.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dale was tied in there.
Yeah, he's tied in for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's been with them forever, right?
I got a message that night from a couple of the local boys that it's been making its way up because they obviously, you know, would like to get something like that fixed. I mean, it just makes the most sense, bro. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've been on Bud heavy. It's a huge compliment. I know the first day when I found out, I'm like, boys, we got to see a cease and desist from Budweiser. And Alex comes up and just daps me up right away. I'm like, well, why is that? He's like, bro, that's awesome. Like, we've made it.
That's a nod.
Like, yeah, that's a nod of respect, dude. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, either way, the boys were pivoting. Shout out the boys at the pivot. We are rebranding a little bit. We're making some new logos, some new designs, some new brands. You guys will probably have seen them by now since you guys are listening right now on Wednesday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on the audio. Oh, and on the audio stuff, if you guys are listening right now, or if you guys are watching right now, early afternoon, you're catching the premiere, you're in the live chat, goofing around, hanging out with all the boys, or you're watching later at night, take a moment, pull out your phone. I'll do it with you. Pull out your phone, hit either the Apple Podcast app or Spotify app, type in Bustin' with the Boys. Oh, that was about to be Taylor, just kidding. Bustin' with the Boys. You click on Busting with the Boys. You go up. It should just say subscribe on there, but you hit the three dots. Wait, I did that wrong. Oh, unfollow show now. It's following. It's not subscribing anymore. It's following and unfollowing. I did not know that. We're learning together. Hit the unfollow show. Remove from library. Keep all the episodes. Now go back, hit the plus sign, and follow the boys. That was a very busted version of telling you guys. We lost.
I love that we've been telling people, just follow, unsubscribe. And meanwhile, it's like a 5-minute process.
Yeah, I know. But go to the guys. It means a lot. I know you guys love the show. I know you love watching the show. I want you to continue to watch the show. But it is super important that you subscribe or follow the boys on the audio platforms, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Because we keep climbing the charts. Like last week, the Ryan Whitney episode was doing awesome numbers. And it was really cool to see us on those top charts and everything. But anyway, that was a side note. Stuff coming up for the boys. Some house cleaning, housekeeping. The spring tour. The Bussin' Spring Tour 2022 is happening. We will be in Nebraska this week. So if you're listening right now, we will be in Nebraska tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, doing some fun shit, making some good content with the boys, doing like a watered down recruit visit to where Taylor and I think we're going to slide into some of the unis. We're going to see some of the new facilities being built. We're going to sit down with a couple players, I believe Scott Frost as well. But you guys will only be able to see this stuff and get this stuff on our YouTube channel because we're going to be dropping this stuff like as we get them done. So on Thursday, when we sit down with a couple players, when we get those episodes cleaned up and done, we're going to drop them on YouTube right away for you guys to listen and watch, for you guys to watch on YouTube. So it's not going to be like a weekly one episode drop. As we travel across the globe, Nebraska, Michigan, and Tennessee right now. Once we do the interviews, we're dropping them on YouTube. So get on our YouTube channel. You know, obviously subscribe to that, even though I just did a whole big subscribe to the audio. What do you got, Alex?
We also just crossed, as of this morning, 150,000 subscribers.
Really?
Yep.
Let's fucking go. We've been doing solid, man. It's incredible. It's like, it's incredible. To know where we were at 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Bloss, I know you're in that parking lot with us. It's just nuts, man. And it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, this Bussin' Football Spring Tour 2022 brought to you by Chevy. That will be coming at you. Nebraska this week, Michigan next week, next like Friday and Saturday. And then we're still figuring out the foundation to go out to the University of Tennessee to watch a spring practice, to make content, to have fun on social media, drop you guys these interviews on YouTube. And that'll be a lot of fun. Also, April 24th, the boys are doing their first live show at Zany's. April 24th at the Comedy Club Zany's in Nashville. Our show starts at 4 p.m. I'm telling you guys this now. There are no more tickets. I want to say we sold out in 5 hours. Again, fucking incredible. Taylor and I got to figure that shit out because we can't just go up there. Just go up there. Hey, so what do we do? What do we talk about? But we'll have a lot of fun with everybody in the crowd. But yeah, that is on April 24th. That's awesome shit. We're also going to do this little free shout segment. I want to say I hear the boy outside right now. Hopefully he gets his ass in here. Mm-hmm. But now we will get into, we had a legend on, Mike Allstott. I mean, it's pretty set in stone, right? The greatest fullback of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, him. We talked about Lorenzo Neal. He was a monster, but dude, watching Allstott highlights growing up, like, and I was a white running back growing up in the little league playing around. So Mike Allstott is who you watched in the NFL.
Were you a neck roll guy?
No, but when I created a player all the time, Matt and I was a neck roll guy. But I was like, when we played outside, you know how you always pretended to be players?
Yeah.
I was like Emmitt Smith, Eddie George, Terrell Davis, TD. But the only like white dude that toked the rock was Mike Allstott. Mm-hmm. And just bulldozing dudes. But he was awesome, man. Mike, he came on. We had a really good time. But we get into, I tell you what was interesting is him talking about the differences in Coach Dungy and Coach John Gruden. Mm-hmm. What else? We got into some good Rich Bisaccia stories because Mike, we have a lot of people in common. Bisaccia was getting started while Mike Allstott was in the league. So there's a lot of coaches and stuff that he was telling a lot of funny stories on. But what else, what other things were we getting into in that episode?
How soft the NFL is.
Oh, yeah. That was tough to sit there. We're kind of feeling each other out. Taylor and I are both sitting in our chairs kind of feeling like this motherfucker wants to call us soft as fuck right now. Because he talks about like the landscape of what off seasons look like now compared to how they did it back in the day. Yeah, we talk about some CBA stuff, how it's evolved over time. But you could tell he's straight blue collar, dude. That dude, you know, back in the day, he just wanted to drink beer and play football.
He's coaching high school right now too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's coaching high school down in outside of Tampa, correct? Outside of Tampa, Florida, I believe. But it's an awesome episode. You guys will love it. Again, subscribe to the pod, follow the pod, subscribe to the YouTube, all the fun stuff. And enjoy the episode, man. Busting with the boys.
Oh, you even got the hat on. Hey, I don't see these numbers rolling, boy. There we go. I got a weird complex about these numbers.
What do you mean?
Well, we're not rolling unless that time is rolling. So now I know we're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling?
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a difficult thing when you start a podcast and I just met you for the first time. We're both playing this limbo of foundation. Is this going to be a real friendship or is this like an hour and a half thing we're going to do? And but then you start talking about stuff and it's like, well, we should wait for the pod. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. So what is it? It's like we go through that time right there the whole time?
Yeah,
the timer essentially, just tells us. He's got a smaller brain. The time allows him to know that we've started the podcast.
No, I get it.
Conkeys. Yeah.
He's like, go into the timer there.
Help for that. You know that?
Yeah, there's a lot of help for a lot of things I need to look into right now.
No, I have my issues too.
Yeah. What do you do for it?
Try not to think about it.
Well, that's one way to go about it.
Fullback thing to say.
Yeah, it's all right. Oh, this? Just the arm facing the wrong way. That'll be fine. Like, slaps it back into place.
Would you expect any other answer from arguably the most iconic fullback of all time? Just like, so what do you do about it? I just don't think about it.
Who else would be more iconic? The only person that has a chance is...
I don't know. I just don't want to disrespect anybody by...
Skansky? Who's the dude from 49ers? Kyle, oh, yeah, my bad. I should have asked Lost that. Bay Niners guy back here. But Juszczyk is like, he's way more finesse. But he's definitely like a dude that's like, you watch him.
You know, my buddy that, Lil' Neil Lorenzo.
Yeah.
He played with me 1 year. He's a good buddy of mine. He's true and true fullback right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like us, me, or even the other guys, you know, I don't even think he's touched a ball in 18 years. You know what I mean?
Really?
I mean, so.
You talking about O'Neal?
Yeah.
Because he was just a blocker?
Yeah, but he would get this and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you were still pretty, I mean. You mowed motherfuckers down.
Yeah, you're a tank.
Like, you're not.
I love how humble you are, but like, we're over here being kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking. You would go to a Target when you were playing back in the day, and the kid would be like, Mommy, that's A-Train.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're doing that right now just in front of you with you.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
and we're 30.
Yeah. The old the old A.
And we're 30 right now.
The old Madden games, the late game days in the 90s. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, this is a good run. But, okay, let's talk about you guys. How you doing?
No, dude.
It works. To go back on the head stuff, has that been a problem for you? Is that stuff that you really do pay attention to? That you see guys like head stuff recovering from football after you played for so long?
Yeah, no, I think probably the beginning of, you know, the pandemic 2020, right? Mm-hmm. It was something I really focused on. And then the pandemic hit it. And then my daughter, you know, she was like kind of like... not vegan, but more organic and kind of getting some shit going on. And you know, the thing was, I kind of got in that realm. And then with these guys, with Tiza, you know, Doc, who's the creator of this, he kind of got that. So I'm anti-aging, you know, worried about now and like taking care of your body and stuff like that. And you'll see it. You'll see yourself. You know, I'm 48 years old, man. So it's like, man, I spent a lot of time in trying not to get... seriously, like Alzheimer's and dementia, and fight that shit. You know what I mean?
It's a scary thing as you get older, for sure. I mean, I'm 30, 32.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it all the time. I was telling one of my buddies back there, when I finished the season, there's like 2 or 3 weeks where I'm like, from a cognitive standpoint, I'm not projecting my sentences as well. I'm not like cognitively like saying like...
You got to understand though too, you're getting older, right?
Yeah, you get it. Yeah. You definitely, that hurt to hear, by the way. That definitely, you think you're going to be young forever.
No, we talk about this all the time.
Like
no
when question. When you're like 15, 16 years old in high school and you think, oh, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Dude.
And then you like get older and you're like, you're so brainwashed in the world of football, especially high school, especially college. And then when you get to the NFL, you kind of get a view of like, the business and how it really is. But when you're in college,
it's a little different, I think, with What are you going? How many years are you in now? Eight?
I was going to be 9.
Oh, wow. And you're similar, right?
Mm-hmm. Just finished 9.
Yeah, yeah, you're 10. My year 10 boy right here.
We might be chasing year 10.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But it's just, it was a different era when I played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, you know, the business side was there, but we really didn't, you know, look like that. You know what I mean?
You looked at it more for just like the love of the game standpoint.
Love,
yeah,
love of the game, especially the guys I played with, man. I played with some, my teammates were amazing. You know what I mean? You know, we had Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, you know, we had Sapp, we had Lynch. We had all these guys that are just like unbelievable Hall of Famers, but, you know, we were really boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were tight, you know, and stuff. And it was kind of cool. And that's what I missed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I missed that. I missed the locker room. I missed, you know, I didn't get the money you guys got. You know what I mean? It was fighting. I would have played every year though, man. Cause I had like my last 4 years, I believe last 3 or 4 years, you know, I was on a 1 year deal. I'm retired this year. I'm retired this year. And I would have played until I would have been like Brady and played until, you know, whatever until,
yeah.
And then I blew out my neck and then I was done. You know what I mean? So it was great though, man. You guys live it up, bro. It's pretty freaking amazing.
When the neck thing happened and they said to you, hey, you're done. Or you had to make the decision for yourself that you're done. Like, what was that? How did you feel? What was that process like knowing that, like, hey, the dream's over?
Well, first of all, 03, it happened. The first one happened, right? So yeah. I go out and get...
What exactly happened?
Okay, so I herniated 5-6. Yeah, mm-hmm. C5, C6, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Herniated. So I actually... was coming through and was going to take on a DB and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden Joe Jervis just comes in and I'm already going at it. Right. And he goes in, he's like, block that guy for out. And I hit him. I blew out his knee. I popped my neck and,
yeah. For one special.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So it was that. Then
did you have neck problems before this?
No. It's kind of like a zit just ready to burst, you know, a volcano ready to just pop, yeah. You know what I mean? Just
big, thick one. Hits the mirror when you pop it.
Oh, shit, right.
Yeah,
right.
Them high school boys.
Mm-hmm.
That one right in the bridge of your nose, right there.
Man,
on the bridge of your nose.
Can't hide this. So, long story short is we have a bye week. I was getting MRIs, going through all that stuff. And Monday we have a Monday night game. I don't know what I don't. I'm out. I haven't practiced, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, once I got loosened up, warmed up, my neck didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
It was only when I woke up and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know,
trying to turn over in bed or anything. Couldn't do it, bro.
Anyway, long story short is, I fly up to Pittsburgh and I meet Maroon, who's a doctor for the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go up inside, had the big old film, right? Carrying it in the airport, go up there, and I go one thing to him. I go, he goes, yeah, you're going to need some surgery. I go, okay, can I go back? Do I have any risk of paralysis? He's like, no. I said, I'll see you later, doc. I get on the plane, get a private jet back in the plane, got an escort to the stadium. I played that Monday night.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance of paralysis? No. Deuces.
Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for nothing.
You know who's...
Go ahead and send me that bill.
You know who his trainer was at the time?
No.
Torricelli.
Oh, really? You were boys of Todd?
Oh, Todd's best.
He's the best, man.
Todd is the best.
And I was messing
mad
with
at me. You guys,
he was like, he's
trouble.
The...
I was supposed to text him and he's like, I was coming in town.
He's,
but
he's in town?
That Broadway got a hold of me, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How long you been in town for?
Saturday morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the game on Saturday?
Yeah,
hockey
I went
game?
To hockey. Yeah, so we kind of made it, you know, with you guys and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That hockey stuff, man. That
was talking about. He's like the toughest player he's ever been around. Said he literally never come off the field. You only came off because you actually like tore your MCL and you just couldn't really do anything. Said you were also pissed at him for at least a week because you had broke your thumb, I believe. And you looked at Todd and said, do not tell Coach Dungy or I will kill you. And Dungy apparently was in the training room and you can help put the story together. But Dungy comes in and Todd says he just feels Mike staring at him the entire time and watches him say it. And he goes, Mike didn't talk to me for at least a week.
Oh, no shit.
No, yeah, I recall that one. But
you start with no, then yeah.
I mean, that was our relationship. You know what I mean? And I wasn't worried about Dungy so much. I was worried about Gruden. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Because, you know, he won't put you in a game plan or something like that. You hurt and stuff like that. You don't know what's going on, right? And I'm like, you don't tell all these guys. You don't tell anybody. And I go, you tell my running back coach he's cool. And then he'll sneak me in and play, so I look like I'm practicing until I'm good for Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So you're on film, but it's cool. Yeah, Todd, man. Hey, I need a couple of vitamins. Can you got them and stuff like that? You know, during practice. And, yeah, no problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Cool dude, man. So
yeah, Todd's all about helping the boys out, huh? He really do. He'll do whatever it takes to make sure the boys can make it to Sunday.
Bro, he's the best.
He really is.
Really cool. And again, you know, we built a relationship. His family grew up same age as my family and stuff like that. So it's like we all were in the league at the same time with the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool dude. He's a great dude. Yeah. But so what's your guys' story?
How much time you got?
Yeah. No. Wait. Like, and what I was saying though is like, how's the off season work now?
So the way you explain everything, I mean, it's a lot. The way players are, I feel like it has obviously changed a lot, and you can see it from a bird's eye view anyway. But
but it's like us, man. It's like us. Like, you know, what passed my mind, I always had, like, Fat February, right?
Mm-hmm.
February, I'd take it off. I'd eat, you know, anything, right? Fat February. And then March 1st was my, like, boom.
Started
you
up,
know
what I mean?
Yeah, and stuff like that. So
for me, like, we were kind of talking about this before the podcast. It's like, as soon as the season ends, it's 2 weeks for me, and I'll eat whatever, do whatever, and that's my probably favorite time of the year.
But it's
the best time.
Yeah.
Tacos, nachos, huge Mexican guy.
Oh, no right. stress.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Margaritas, tequila. Hey,
oh, I get it.
Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like towards the end of those 2 weeks for me, I get like this, you start looking in the mirror and you're like, what's going to happen here? Like, what are we doing?
Hey.
And then you feel like you got to get back after it. 2 weeks, if I go any longer than 2 weeks, I really start to get jittery.
No, yeah. So then when you work out, though, like for us, we're all at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
The entire
off season.
The whole team. The whole team.
Yeah, it's not like that at all.
Not even close.
We were all there, man. I mean, everybody was
there. Our strength coach, Frank Pirano, he's a great dude. He's a great strength coach. But I think the way it is now, at least how I feel, is like you spend 6-7 months in the same building with the same guys over and over again. When the season ends, I don't want anything to do with that building.
Right.
I want to get the hell out, go recharge the batteries, get back to neutral, and then come back in April, May, whenever OTAs, mandatory minicamp is, and then just know that you're fresh in camp and kind of ready to go. Kind of get to the point where you're excited to be back in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys carry themselves like independent contractors now.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys saw it more like probably family, team.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like now guys very much are.
Like leadership. Like, I mean, I remember at the time, you know, there was a group of us, like me, Dave Moore, and Jeff Christie. We lived in St. Pete and stuff. And he's like, hey, how can you guys, we would start just working out in OTA's time. And long story short is, you know, Donji brought us in and said, hey, how come you guys are not there? And stuff like that. I'm like, well, we're doing it now. But we made up a couple of things and stuff like that. And I go, our family's over there. Our kids are there. We drop them off at school, pick them up and stuff like that. Because we knew he was a big family guy, right? So we leave those kids on.
Yeah.
He's like,
you're playing chess with Donji.
Yeah. But he's like, all right. See you tomorrow then, right?
Oh, right. But you had to text him that from the coach. Like, fuck, I gotta go.
So the coach would talk to you even if you guys, it was the off season. That was
you got your decision, you know, we just love to see around here. And we're like, does that mean, you know? So he, that's the type of coach he was. He was like, hey, let's talk about it. And you're old enough, you'll make a decision. Make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, it sounded like there was a whole lot of talking.
Yeah.
He'll hear you out for a second, but you know what the answer is going to be at the end.
It wasn't like, I can't
remember. Yeah.
It was just.
What was the CBA like that? What was the CBA like when you were playing? Because if that were to happen now, there'd be a lot of guys snitching on their coaches. Like, coaches aren't allowed to say, hey, you should be here.
Really?
Or make the right decision type of
thing. But there's a thing is like, like anything else, you know, volunteer is mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have that rule no more in the NFL.
OTAs, the OTA period of like April through June, right? Because then you have mandatory minicamp in June. But before that, it's like optional. It's like OTAs.
Has the guys got like, you know, when you guys use that card, you guys play that hand, you guys feel like you're ever going to get trumped anywhere? You know what I mean? Like this guy is not, you know, he's not a team guy. He's not this or not. Like,
that is a worry that you kind of probably play in your head a little bit when you, if you were to not go. Now, the last 2 years have been funky because this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, kind of, we're doing like Zoom meetings and we're not really meeting together and stuff like that. So it's been kind of been iffy making it. I think it's becoming the new normal where, hey, the first couple weeks of OTAs.
Oh, no, I mean, it's going to be like crazy, right?
I think right now we're doing this around the bush thing. How do you feel about how soft the NFL's gone since you've been playing?
It is. You know, I was trying to get there.
I felt it. I was slow dragging it for a while. But how much are you disappointed in how soft it's gotten? Because you're one of those dudes.
I think some of you players kind of feeling it too. It's soft though.
It's definitely a softer league in a lot of ways, but it's a weird dynamic because when
take off the pads.
I know.
We didn't take off the pads.
Listen, I get it. I love it.
And maybe it would have gave me, I would have had again, 2-3 more years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I only did 3 days in college, bro.
That shit's wild.
Right. And it's like
fucking so much.
And as a newer player, as a newer player, you would sit there and go, well, the money's better now. The quarterbacks are more protected and it doesn't hurt as much on your body. So it's kind of a win for us.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
You have this stern presence about you. I don't really want to go away about it. You're the Dungy thing with you and him. Well, we got going right now. Whatever you say, I'm going to go, okay. At the end of it. You know what I'm saying?
How do you guys about voluntarily not going? How do you guys feel?
Yeah, we're like, fuck, maybe we should go.
I think, too, when you talk about getting the extra 2 and 3 years, over time, past players have set, every generation helps set up the next generation in a way, right? But at the same time, it also gets a little softer because guys are now taught to see it more like a business because you realize how the team uses all the players like a business. You're on your 1 year deals in the back end of your career, and you're Mike Allstott in Tampa Bay. You're a champ, you're a Pro Bowl, you're everything else. And it's like guys before all of us come in and start setting up, negotiating new things to where it puts a little bit more of the, I guess, quote unquote power, for lack of a better term, in the hands more of a player. Because if a coach is to talk like that to you, it wouldn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to Taylor. But for bottom half roster guys, probably like myself, if I'm younger, back in my younger days, and a coach is like, yeah, we'll see if you make the right choice. I'm like, fellas, listen, I don't want to turn my back on you guys because I know you want us to kind of hold out and not go in. But my job, I gotta fucking go in.
No question.
And now it's kind of gotten to a place to where now the majority of players are figuring out how to stand together a little bit more. And every year there's a different challenge and something else.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I feel like that's how now the whole voluntarily
You guys are playing the whole business game. You know what I mean?
A lot more than the way, you were talking about it earlier.
You're playing the business a little bit more than we're just focused on everything else. And so it's like, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, though, you're a rookie, you're a young player and stuff like that. You're around and you're whatever and upcoming and stuff like that. You want to be seen, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how's the question, hey, you working out? Is it just when you come in, you look good, you look fit and stuff like that? They get you?
No, that's how it's been since I've been in the NFL, since 2014. Dang. It's kind of been like when after my rookie year, they'd be like, all right, see you in April. And you're like, oh, fuck, I can do whatever I want.
Right.
You know, go on a bender for a week and a half, wake up. It's like, what day is it? And then you kind of get after it.
I know that. We did have felt like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Broadway will do it to you. Broadway steals souls.
Right.
It really does. It's like a little mini Vegas, more like a Bourbon Street.
Yeah, right.
It really is like that. A little cleaner, though.
I'm like, how am I going to look on this podcast?
So far, you're doing outstanding.
but there is
definitely a level of it's been this way since I've been in it. So for me to say it's gotten soft, not a whole lot has changed since I've been in it.
There's one time it was pretty cool. I was telling these guys earlier throughout the week or something like that. So I think it was 98 when we were right before we go into the 99 NFC Championship game. So 1998, we were hurt. We were banged up middle of the year, right? And all of a sudden, man, we hit Dungy takes pads off. And I was like, holy shit. Well, what do you mean take off pads? You all right? You got a fever and stuff like that? You know what I mean? He didn't care. He never changed his demeanor. It doesn't matter who was it. This is the next guy up. We weren't going to change. But all of a sudden, we were really banged up. And he's like, hey, take off the pads. So we go on an 8-0 run, right? And
8-0 run?
Well, what I'm saying, we went on an 8-game winning streak, right?
Okay, yeah, 8-0 run.
Seven or 8 games. And we were off the pads the whole year. And all of a sudden, I think it was week 16. We get our ass kicked in Oakland, 50-0 or something, 34-0 or something like that, right? Pads on the next day, right?
No shit.
That's how, I grew up in the league. You know what I mean? Especially with Dungy. He was, right? We're not going to stray that plan at all.
Right.
He was pretty cool.
What's the difference between Dungy and Gruden?
Oh, night and day.
because Dungy, you guys were in the playoffs a lot with Dungy.
Oh,
and you guys in 99 lost that championship game. Then you guys are, you know, getting the wild card, stuff like that, years after that. Then obviously Gruden comes and you guys win a Super Bowl. But what are the differences with like Dungy and Gruden?
Ooh, yeah, no, it's, you know, it went from, you know, how should I say it? it was a big difference. It was a big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't get in trouble with Dungy. Otherwise, you're gone. Right? We've seen guys get a DUI. See you later. You're off the team.
Just like that.
Oh yeah. He was a big guy, man. Hey, you're gonna do it all the time, not some of the time. Mm-hmm. And all the time is the off season too. When you're out in the community and stuff like that, and you're doing all this stuff and. He raised us, man. I mean, he, you know, 6 years he coached me. He drafted me, and then, you know, he takes over Derrick Brooks and Lynch and Sapp and stuff like that. And basically, again, there's no, again, we're going to play football. We're going to be community people. We're going to do this. We're going to do that and stuff like that. So, again, a lot of guys straightened up.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah. So when Gruden came in, Brooks was 6 years. I was 7 years. I was 6 years. I think Lynch was 10. So again, there was we knew it was our team. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Player led team.
It was. I mean, we controlled our stuff. Yeah. It was cool. A lot of free agents they didn't make it at our place, right? You got to come in, you buy in, buck ball. There's no selfishness. There's no talking shit about us, about players and stuff like that. It wasn't like that at all in my 12 years.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You guys ran the show out there like that.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, man. And don't get me wrong. We had some loud personalities. You know what I mean? On our team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but you guys had Warren Sapp.
Sapp, you had some loud personalities and stuff like that, and he controlled that.
Yeah, people get, when people are loud, get that mixed up for someone being an I guy and someone being for the boys or the team.
Right, right.
If you're allowed, doesn't mean you're not in it,
right?
With all of them, so.
And yeah, I just don't feel like maybe I don't know. You guys live it. Is it not like that anymore? Is because it's so
is what,
diverse,
like what?
So everybody's so spread out.
I don't think so. I think when I first got to the Titans, I talked about this all the time on this podcast. When I first got to the Titans, it was the Wild West. People were just doing whatever the fuck they wanted, whenever the fuck they wanted. And now, really, since Vrabel's gotten in. The team is really taking accountability.
Cool
is that,
bro?
He's there all time,
dude. That's cool.
It's crazy because
I was with
these teams having success. You like the Patriots, you see them having success forever, and you're like, fuck, are we ever going to be even good enough? You know, like
well, I played against them.
Yeah,
it's cool to see. You know what I mean?
Did you mow them down?
We're not going to get there, right?
Well, we need to get there a little bit.
Come on, now.
I don't know. Yeah,
we need to saw his ass down, dude.
Hey, I don't. So yeah, I was just with Matt Light.
Humble cat, man. Humble cat.
I was just with Matt Light, and we were just talking about Vrabel. And the guys out of Flick or Finch out of Ohio State back then too. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's cool, man. It's cool to see him do well.
Yeah, he's definitely got that attitude that brings everybody together.
I'm sure when you play the New England, it's pretty interesting, huh?
Oh, you can tell Vrabel wants it so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the last three times we played him or four times we played him, we've won three. We lost the last time we played him.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, actually. But the first half, we were close. And we didn't have, like, we were missing a whole bunch of guys in our team.
Making excuses up right now?
Yeah, big time.
Sounds like
big time. I think when you get far enough away from a situation, you kind of say whatever you want then.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You're no longer accountable for the remarks.
No, I get it.
I don't know. 2022.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah, the canceled deal.
Yeah, a little canceled deal
out there. But I think Vrabel has done a great job of instilling it, like that kind of attitude.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of guys on the team, younger guys on the team, specifically Jeffrey Simmons, the leadership he brings, and guys are really doing a great job. So
I could see, you know, he just, again, I feel he has that that presence around him where you don't want to screw up. Yeah. You play for your coach type of thing. You know what I mean?
And Will touched on this for a second, but it's so different the way he is in the building and the way he is out of the building. Because when he first got to the Titans, everybody had this guy's an asshole, always got a lip rinse, sucking on a vape.
Yeah.
You walk by his car, there's a pack of Marlboros sitting there in his center console.
Needs to be these.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about those in a second. But he definitely, when you first met him, you're like, damn. Yeah, this photo, we took that on Saturday.
That was the night.
There you go.
Look at that.
I was like, Ray, what's up? You trying to sign me for year 10? What are we trying to do?
Dude, that's hilarious.
I start doing kick slides in front of him, punt sets. He's like, hey, drag hand.
And so, but like in the building, he kills Will when Will was on the team, verbally assaults that poor man. Mm. And then outside the building, I think Vrabel is like Will's his favorite player he's ever coached. Gotta be. He's gotta be close.
That's and you cool, were feeling bro.
That way on Saturday.
I'd say what Saturday, it's just a weird mind fuck, dude. Like you understand the presence he has in the building, right? And then we'll be in the offseason. I won't even
That's
be on
a
the
good analogy.
And I won't even Mindfuck. Be on the yeah. And I won't even be on the team. And he'll hit me up and you know, what are you up to? Talk about our vacations and this and that. I'm thinking, yeah, I didn't know this dude really like messed with me like that. Just because he's like a stern. And then as I came back on the team for my second stint, he would look at like my social media and stuff like that and bring it up. Let's see what our social media marketer wants to do today or what he do last night. But yeah, he busts balls, man, with the best. You never want to be in a
one of those verbal altercations
with him.
That's like, what Matt Light said.
Well, it's tough too, because if you kind of get on him too much, then he'll flip the script on you.
And talk like, about
you
how
me, you know, and then how I trip you.
Can play as a player.
And he'll be like, hey, listen, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, are you making a big deal of it? And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know we're just fucking around right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, hey, block so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, all right, now you're just bringing up fucking tape? Like, goddamn, dude.
Who would you give up a sack 3 weeks ago? Like, what are we? What kind of weird shots are raining down on me right now?
I'm gonna be a better linebacker than you were in week two. It's like, oh, okay, that's a fucking... that one hurt a little bit.
All right.
Straight bullets, dude. Yeah. Just keeping those holstered.
How was it with you this year, man? You got to fill me in. I haven't talked to my boy, Bisacci, you know?
So Bisacci, I went there probably toward the end of the year in November. He FaceTimes me, calls me up, because we had just butted each other's balls about saying happy Thanksgiving and stuff to each other. So he calls me up. I think he's calling me to, like, bust my balls again about something. So I'm ready to, like, give it back to him. He's like, hey, are you in shape? I was like, I can play. And he goes, for real, don't fuck with me. Like, could you play special teams if you had to? I was like, yes, I can play. And he's like, all right, I think we're going to work something out. Anyway, long story short, I end up going out to the Raiders. But being with Bisacci when he was the interim head coach after everything that went down with Gruden, like, it was awesome being out there with him, man. You know Bisacci, you would fucking, like,
dude,
Mike Allstott a wall for that man.
No question.
He's the best, bro. I mean, you can speak on him more. He wanted me to bring up.
I mean, we call him Muff Mouth and stuff like that. Just with a little goatee, right? And so. Yeah.
Muff Mouth.
Yeah, he came in.
Muff Mouth. Yo, he said he wanted, he's like, ask him how I ended up locked out of my room at 2 a.m. in the morning in my underwear. He said, ask him about that. We'll go one at a time. About?
So. We're at camp, and then me and Jeff Christie, my center, I always hung out with you fuckers. I don't know why. Right? You O-linemen guys.
They're the best. The O-linemen are like
the best, bro.
No, you guys are, no question, man. But the thing is, we come back. We're in camp, and we come back from across the street, and we had a couple beers, right? And so we were just getting feisty, getting on his door. So we're banging on his freaking door, right? Banging on his door. And all of a sudden, he runs out and, like, freaking jumps at me and tries to take me out and stuff like that, right?
Damn. He's a crazy motherfucker now, right? Sacha.
He jumps at him. He
comes out of the room, runs away, and freaking tries to, you know, get his shot in, right?
Yeah.
And then go back in his room. The fucking door closed. He has no key.
Just in his underwear?
Yeah, just in his skimpies. And, you know, you go to get a key. I'm like, you go with key. I'm going to my room right here. You go get your own key. So he had to go all the way down and get his another key. And
he comes out to get you, and you're like, all right, fuck off. You go back to your room. And he goes, he's sitting there in his underwear.
Yeah.
God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. This fucking small Italian man. Just
he's great. He's
little
best.
Is he little like best. That?
Oh, yeah.
He wears his, Peaky Blinders, the paperboy hat, newsboy hat. He wears that around the game.
I don't think that's a technical term, but I knew exactly what you were saying when you said it.
You know, small Italian's got the accent, fucking old motherfuck you, and he's got his little hat on and stuff.
Got a gold chain, absolutely has a cross on it.
Yeah, 100%.
No question about it.
He's It's funny, man. When he first came in and he's doing his special teams meeting, like at the old one buck, it was crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had all our team meetings in our locker room. And so, you know, everybody's got to be on special teams. So we'll have a special teams meeting, you know, and stuff. I remember him talking to us, man. He was like, just scared and nervous and everything. He just came out of Clemson or something like that, right? It was like Gruden. Right. Gruden brought him in the league.
Right. I
hired him, and I get on him all the time because he's all nervous and he's stuttering and stuff like that.
He said to bring that up. Yeah. You always getting on his ass.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I cannot wait to have this as a clip. Hey, besides you, man.
Yeah.
He said, he said the same thing. Like, we're talking about all the, like, off-season stuff, training, like, how guys are now, like, what they were like back then, what they're like now. He was like, dude, he was talking about Mike, like, being there at 5:30 in the morning, doing running back drills, then going in the weight room all before the day starts.
Jesus.
And it's just so much different. So, like, I sit here, and it's, like, the same thing, right? He seems like one of those, like badass old-school dudes that you're kind of like, damn, we're kind of soft in front of this man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely like a feeling you have. You're like, man, am I worth it?
Yeah. Do you look down?
You guys know I'm here, right? Yeah. You guys know I'm sitting right here, right?
Am I worth it in front of this man?
We're having a therapy session.
It's a joke.
But do you, maybe it's not look down, but do you look down at players the way we are now?
You definitely have been sitting in your living room before and be like, these fuckers are so soft.
I think what's interesting too, because you're a head coach, right? You're a head coach. So you're like instilling a lot of values and trying to like tell guys what it really is. But obviously, like, we're kind of, our generation is more the example for them now. And you're kind of trying to communicate with them in a good way. So I do think it's interesting, like, how.
To each his own type of thing. You know what I mean? You didn't create what the situation is for you. So when I was, you know, coming up, you know, that's the way the situation was, you know what I mean? Can't blame you, but you know.
You feel like
don't be that soft guy, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. Do you feel like it's more of like these guys need to appreciate like what they're actually getting to do more so than it is like, hey, I understand everything's a business, but fuck, you guys are playing in the NFL and living your dream, like
the love of the game. There has been since I retired and probably in the last 5 years, I'm like, are you kidding me, bro? Right, you kidding me? You know, one situation, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the taunting rule is. I mean, it's kind of
like, it's like, man, appreciate where the frick you're at, because you know, before you're over it. Because I cried like a little baby when they told me I couldn't put the pads on no more. Right, 34 years old, I'm crying in my room. You know, like a little baby, and you fuckers don't even want to suit up and play. So
he's staring at me like,
you
want to hear 10? You don't take it seriously? Yeah.
No, just in situations, you know, and it's nothing, you know, but again, we were work hard, play hard type of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, that's what's nuts to me is because I'll be hearing some stories and stuff like that and talk about how, you know, you would have a few the night before and be able to do all this shit. And it's just, it blows my mind, like, the fucking type of animal that is.
I feel like there's a level clouded. Like, the more the world evolves and there's so much more information given to us, we know more shit about, like, how to take care of our bodies. But on the other hand, like, if we didn't know any better,
right,
we'd still be doing the same shit. We would just be drinking beers or whatever. And wouldn't think twice about it. Like, we sit here and go,
doing double days. After
crazy.
Fucking getting sauce when, like, going hard and fucking with Basaccia at night or something like that. It's like, that is wild to me. Like, I couldn't even think about doing that shit.
Some guy jumps at me in his underwear, and the next day I'm just doing double days.
Like, if Mike came up, if Mike came up, hey, Taylor, you guys trying to hit the bar? It's like, hey, I'm trying to be ready for practice tomorrow. I can't function that way. It's like, all right, pussy. And then he comes out and starts mowing people over the next day
on Saturday.
He doesn't?
You know, I asked him to come out with me on Saturday. I was like, hey, you're about to have a kid.
How can you ask me to go out?
Well, I didn't even have your number.
Damn.
And this is the first moment we've met, right?
We would have known you were there. I'm sure we would all been together at some point.
I didn't know you were there. But we went out and got pretty rowdy. And, you know, as the game was in, I'm like, Will, let's go out. Let's go. Like, as soon as you're going to have a baby and you're not going to be able to go out. I know.
He has a leash.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough. Hey, it's hard.
Hey,
hard. Listen, what are you going to say to that?
I'm just saying I had been day drinking all day long, man. I knew what it was. Like, I knew when we went out, the fun, the peak of the night was at Nissan Stadium for us.
Yeah.
We were so rowdy. We were yelling. I was already losing my voice. Thank God I got it back for this pod. But it's like, I knew if I went out, we were going to be standing there and it was going to be like 2 a.m. And it's like,
you don't have to explain, brother. Right? You don't have to, bro. Just say, man, I went home.
Yeah.
I wanted to go home.
You're right. You're right, man.
Added the fuck out of you, dude. Man.
What an honor, though.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll have an
idea. what a fucking honor. Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What a great transition to. What is this stuff?
Oh, man. This stuff. Bomb. Here we go.
So what are we talking about here?
All right, we got Tiza, right? So it's an alternative. Stimulation, right? What did you dip?
I used to dip. I like the nicotine ones.
Is mic closer?
Oh, my bad. So
green energy.
So there's a bunch, there's a different one. There's energy ones. So they're all herbs and supplements and stuff. There's CBD in them. So it's basically an alternative dip, right? And has all natural stuff. And again, us dippers, you know, back in the day, you know, the stimulation is having something in your lip and always.
Oral fixation.
Right, exactly. So we have a healthy dip, right?
No nicotine, no tobacco.
Is this going to mess me up or no?
Say it again.
Is it going to mess me up?
I think it'll be all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, his threshold might be a little different than yours, Ball.
I think you'd be all right. Fuck, okay.
So again.
We won't mention the competitor out there. We won't mention the competitor at all. But this is just like the healthiest alternative because everything's organic.
Everything's organic. Everything's healthy. Everything's, green tea, and herbs and vitamins and stuff like that. And then we throw some CBD in there. But there's different levels of it, right? Blue cans are for more chilled, right? And then the green ones and the wintergreen and stuff like that, they have a little bit more, natural.
Energy pack. Pack of 25.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Want to try one?
I don't know. I'm not
there's
a dipper.
No tobacco or nothing.
Not a dipper.
You don't need a spit, though. That's the thing is.
Hey, you know what I'm going to? Because fucking Mike Allstott is.
Why are you?
Doctor formulated. So some of these have CBD in it?
Let me think here.
None of these here have it? No.
I'll get them to you.
CBD is one of those things that...
I'll get it to you, brother.
I really don't understand. It's wintergreen. CBD is one of those things I really don't understand why the NFL isn't like, go ahead, go do it. Like, just try it.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Everybody else has, haven't they?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to say yes or no.
Here we go.
But I do think that, like...
Hey, don't you don't need to chew on it, right? It'll explode in your mouth and you'll be like, ugh.
What do I need to just put in, put in the lip?
Yeah.
How do you do it, Mike? I'll start. Dude, did you happen to when was your last year? What year was it?
07, but I had surgery, right? So we're getting back. You know how everything plays around with this. So that's the world you'll come familiar with, right? Mm-hmm. Topics, right? And then all of a sudden, you'll remember it later. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. But it's about, again, getting old and maybe a lot of head hitting, you know what I mean? So, but I come back.
Buddy, you bang that fucking head.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the highlights.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, but hey, come on. No. Come on now.
Dead the shoulder, ankle.
No, don't disrespect
me. Every time
me
I blocked
like
Will, that's how he's trying to get away from me.
Don't disrespect me like that.
College, NFL.
I'd probably put Mike on his fucking back. This does some different stuff.
Okay, hold on, one more thing about the pouch, and I definitely want to get back to that. There's nothing in here that's gonna like.
No, nothing.
So what do you get out of it? Just the idea of being able to.
Well, kind of, get those. I'm trying not to think of those bad thoughts of what tobacco does to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Got that stimulation that I've been used to by dipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
dude. When my dad would try to quit tobacco, he would put like raw oats in his mouth and his lip because at that back then there wasn't an alternative. Obviously now there are.
And plus, it's healthy, brother. Right?
Yeah. All right. Just asking a question. I want to learn more about the product. It's healthy, brother. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Versace, what a king, man. I'm sad for him. He tried like years and years and years to get that head job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even like college, he wanted to be the guy that he was this year, right?
And then
I was just shocked they didn't retain him maybe for another year and what he did and through the circumstances he went through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The boys in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, especially with the interim head coach, like, that obviously is rare because for what just happened.
Wherever he goes, I mean, I don't know what he got paid, right? But he got paid, like, handsomely to be just go to the Packers, right?
Yeah.
And be the special coach. I mean, he's that type of quality coach that, you know, he always has that HC, you know what I mean, next to him, you know what I mean? Assistant head coach, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just a great dude, man. I mean, you love him, bro.
Everything Will told me about him during the season when we were watching that Raiders Bengals playoff game.
He'd fuck with you hard.
Yeah. Well, that means a lot coming from you, Michael Stott. Thank you. Just playing it up at this point.
Yeah.
But no, dude, that's I've heard only good things about him. He seems like a dude. He was telling me like the Raiders guys would be like, he was really hard on dudes, but then would just also like take you to the side and tell you how much he loved you.
He likes to talk. He likes to get after it.
How would you explain that? Because he'll motherfuck the shit out of you, but also like, you know how personable he gets too. I don't know, because I try to explain it to people.
Yeah,
like,
no,
well, it's tough, like, on you. It's like, oh, he's fucking tough on you, but at the same time, you just know.
And I think maybe he's one of the reasons my neck hurt, because I think he likes his white Russians and stuff, man. And then we were at the freaking when we won the Super Bowl, we had a big old party, and I think he must have headbutted me 100 times that night. Boom! I'm like, really?
He said, he goes, ask him who had the hardest headbutt.
Him. Oh. But he does it like sneaky, you know what I mean? You know, like,
just sneak up on you and headbutt you.
Yeah. But hey, Mike, come down here real quick. Bop you.
But good dude, man. Family's great. Sounds like you guys got some good head coaches, man. That's cool.
Yeah, Vrabel definitely.
All stars, you know what I mean?
I can't believe Versace didn't get a job, but yeah. After everything both of you have said.
Yeah, I think, and it's crazy too, right? Like, he was a generation before us, and he still got Versace stories, and I'm not the only one saying all this stuff, or the Raiders players. Like, you're talking about somebody who played for him in Tampa speaking the same way about him. Did you ever leak into playing with Adam Hayward?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, Adam, yeah.
So Adam was my, like, I would say big brother mentor whenever he came to Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Because he came to Washington, he was like, hey, Con, man, if you're going to fucking make it in this league, like, you got to know how to play special teams. Because I was always solid at backer, but special teams was more of a learning curve because I never played in college.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam was like a savage on special teams.
Yeah.
You got any wild stories? Because that's a crazy motherfucker.
I don't have none. He was a younger. And if I did, I don't even remember, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, great dude, though, man. And that's kind of like how it was. Like, Shelton Corral's our middle linebacker when we won the Super Bowl in 03, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was a special team guy for 5 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he came from Connecticut, but you linebackers, you better make your way at special teams.
Yeah, if you're not a superstar like, you know, in Tampa, like Devin White or Levante David, your ass better be on special teams playing everything.
Yeah. You guys get paid a lot, too, for those special team roles. A shitload of money, you know.
Compared, relatively, maybe to back in the day.
Yeah.
What's the special team you get paid now?
I think it depends. I think maybe the best guy to look at would be, like, Slater, right, who's played on
He's a Hall of Fame special teams guy.
If you're somebody who makes their hay on special teams and you're there, say you're a linebacker and you're going not to be a starter and you're going to be a depth guy and you're just going to play teams, you're looking at probably 2 to 4 a year if you're a stud.
Yeah.
2 to 4. Coach.
Sick? It's like
this motherfucker, he makes 16 a year.
Oh, no. I'm mad at him, too.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing either.
He don't even know how to have this conversation. He's like, I mean, is that good?
No, I'm actually asking, like, what the
$1 million in my last 4 years.
Really? What? What was it?
The last 4 years, I played for $1 million every year.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that fucking wild?
So nuts, bro.
How the market's just gone up like crazy.
Right. And you got him.
No, I'm not mad at you guys being
dead. No. The only difference is, like, when we were born. Like, that's, like, literally the only thing that... It's fucking different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The, of course.
Do you think
when you're born?
If you were playing right now, like I was just born later than you. And so I was like, the market's just gone up. But if you were playing now, imagine if you're in year six right now.
I don't know if it would be, I don't know if the game would want my position, me, in that way.
Do you actually not think that? Or like knowing what you're still saying?
I disagree. And here's why. I think running the ball is actually coming back. Titans are doing it. Well, you see the way the Packers run it. You see the way the 49ers run it. Like, it's not... it's not power ISO football anymore. It's like wide zone, but you still need that fullback. We had a guy, Torrey Carter, 44, who's like young, was a rookie this past year. He's got your type of vibe. Work hard, play hard type dude, and gets the fuck after cats. Tries to end dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that is actually making a turnaround. Like 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was you're throwing 50 times a game.
Yeah, right.
There's no reason to have a fullback. There's really no reason to have more than 3 tight ends on a team. You're in 11 personnel the whole time. And now it's really become the teams that are having a lot of success on offense, you see a good balance of running the ball and passing the ball.
Yeah.
I think that's transitioning back. So I do think if you were playing right now, there'd be a big commodity for you.
Yeah. What, man, you got a stud behind you, huh?
Was that? Oh, Derek?
Oh, yeah, man.
Dude, rolling ball, butcher knives. See what he is.
Wow.
It's wild, too. Well, the way he runs, because he's so big and strong that dudes take bad angles on him, and he's fast as shit. And then guys are so worried about getting run over, he just gives him that little bank.
No,
it's unreal.
No, it is. It's amazing being the size he is, speed, and then, you know, being able to do the things. It's crazy.
It's wild, like, when you're, because everyone's living their own movie, right? So, like, when you got in the NFL, you're like, it's a Mike Allstott world, and you're kind of, like, doing your own thing and trying to figure out your legacy.
Right.
And Derek's the only person, and while I have, like, these goggles on of, like, how's my legacy going to look? He's the only person I've seen being like, wow, it's fucking cool to, like, watch somebody and be able to call them a teammate because you know, like, how great they're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think that Derek's that dude. He's a dude that, when it's all said and done, he's going to be easily the best running back in Titans history.
Oh, yeah.
Titans Oilers history. And then I think, you know, he's going to
get it. Yeah.
Yeah. If he didn't get hurt this year, and listen, Vrabel's going to murder me for this. And that's where he pauses the tape and goes, well, then you shouldn't have said it. And now we're unpausing the tape. So he doesn't have to pause the tape anymore. Hey, but that dude, if he didn't get hurt last year, he would have murdered that record. I believe that in my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was on a roll. So, and the dude's work ethic is crazy.
That's
so
cool to hear.
Oh,
that's music to my ears.
It's
like good, you know, you see these guys and like, holy shit, right? And blah, blah, but you know, he puts it in.
Oh, he puts it in, then something. Like, if Derek rushes for, like, I don't know, 110 yards, he won't talk to anybody for a week because he's fucking pissed.
Yeah.
He'll rush for 60 in the first half
I just hit you in the back of the head. Yeah. It's your fault.
No fucking down.
Right.
Oh, dude, I'll miss a block, and he'll get tackled on the back, and he'll coach me this time, and be like, hey, what happened?
Hey, what did he buy you for Christmas?
This year...
Oh, come on, you can't remember?
No, I remember because he heard this
good
year.
Then, huh?
He heard this year, but the year before that, he got his Rolexes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice little deal.
My son's out there right now going, hey, where's that Rolex? He's a very watch
guy. Did you ever buy your own lineman gifts for Christmas?
Yeah. We did different stuff, you know what I mean? TVs or whatnot, you know what I mean?
Remember?
I didn't know.
It's
I can't.
That good, you know?
I didn't have, you know that... But anyway, yeah, I took care of him. I was more like, let's go out and hang out, have some pops, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, have some pops.
And when Cadillac rushed for 1,000 yards, like rookie year.
Dirty.
Right? And he brought us some nice watches, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, some.
It's like a move, the watch thing.
Yeah, right?
I told him, I was like, you get that record. We need some Teslas.
No.
The boys need Teslas. Yeah. He just laughed at me and walked away. And I was like, I'll take that as a hard maybe. You know?
Right.
But dude, Derek, he's awesome, man. He's cool. He's like, he's just different. And how like everybody nowadays with social media, everyone says, you know, God's choice. This guy's different. Derek's just legit a different dude.
Right. No, yeah. And you can see it. You can see it.
And now, like, I think with all the instant gratification, like if you have a good game when you were playing, it wasn't like worldwide news. It was like, hey, you had a good game. Let's keep moving forward. Now guys have one good game. It's all over ESPN. It's all over social media. And with Derek, he just doesn't seem to faze him. Like, he's got the talent and the instant gratification, but his work ethic is stupid.
Yeah. And that's what people behind the scenes appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they see him and they talk about that. You know what I mean? Like you are.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. But stupid, crazy. He's got a good one, man.
So you actually think, like, you, with your skill set, you wouldn't have been somebody that was valuable in this league today?
I'm not. the way I see the offenses being played, no. I mean, like if
you
I go
run
to,
for a thousand
if
one
I
year,
to, man, I'm you know, I bring out some bad situation. I was 40 yards from breaking a. How many people? And this is,
how dare you bring this up, Will?
Yeah,
I'm just
I was
saying,
970 like... and 99, like 30 or 40 yards away from, right? But now, because I look at it like, man, how many people has ever broken 1,000 yards in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean,
but it's got to be worth a Google right there.
Right. But the thing is, you know, I was so close, but, you know, we got rings and everything and made up for it. You know what I mean? So it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you see offenses like what the Titans have and everything else. It's like, obviously, I think your value would still hold pretty
good. We are taking a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We're taking a heartbeat, no question.
I don't know about that. You got to ask the part of the other guy.
That's, who's the other guy, Tori?
No, your boss, maybe, right?
John?
Or
John Robinson?
John Robinson, yeah, John Robinson, the GM.
That's our GM.
Oh.
No, listen, I think, I mean, he's like, Mike Allstott wants to play. He'd probably be like, yeah, a guy like that. Who's just going to go and roll over dudes? I mean,
dude, we've all seen the goddamn highlight tape.
So going back
there's
to
literally,
it.
There's literally like, you can have all the talent in the world, but you have the intangible of you're just willing to put your face on somebody and end them. And so there's really like, there's no supplement for that. Like you're going to make in the league. Listen,
there's clip. Not, man.
Yeah. He always said, and end them.
Fucking end them.
Yeah.
Like if not, play special teams. End that dude.
Yeah.
And then you got dudes looking at, hey, we got to double this guy. Pick one. End him.
I think that's what the beauty was of our team, though, is like everybody knew their role.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody tried to get outside their cylinder of their responsibility of that team. You know what I mean? And everybody kept their mouth shut, and we stuck. It was truly, it was amazing. It really was amazing, our locker room and how tight we were.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
And stuff like that. So, but when I got hurt, finishing that story, I got hurt in 03 and I had a fusion. Right, so I did go back to Maroon and get the fusion, and I fused 6 and 7. Then I came back and played, 4, 5, 6, and I was going into 7th training camp, and knew it happened eventually, just didn't know when again. You know, I herniated C3, C4, I believe, and, mm-hmm. and that's what made me stop. But again, you know, what a great game. You know, this thing is, you guys are fortunate, bro, and you know what I mean. It's pretty cool, man. You know what? Take it for everything.
Oh, I know, man. It is crazy. Like we've all gotten to play at the highest level
right?
of football. Like a game you like, you're out in the front yard and
I
for me, it was like
football, bro. There's so many guys and those kids, they're like, I'm like, what's your list of schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you want me to contact, whatever. And it's like, all right, just give me 10 or 15. And you look at the list, you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right, you're this level guy. So you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We are that guy. You know what I mean. You know that. I think a lot of people take it. When I got hurt, that's when I really opened my eyes and said, you know what, I can't take this for granted.
No more. Right.
You know what I mean. And I wasn't taking it for granted, but you just didn't understand when it's gone, it's gone. You know what I mean. And I was, you know, I was insane in my ways though that I would play forever. But some people aren't like that. Kind of like, oh boy, that just retired from the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, the guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
He's pro, wasn't he? Or a pro bowler?
Yeah, he just said, see you later. I don't know why. I haven't heard it yet. But,
7 years. We're talking about Aaron Donald retiring, too.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if he is. The rumors or whatever is that he's going to be like McVay. Like, McVay's coming back, apparently.
If McVay's coming back, he's going to come back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like an Andrew Whitworth. You know, the left tackle for the Rams. He celebrated his 40th birthday in December. Then won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
After winning Walter Payton Man of the
Being
Year.
Being in the trenches. Oh,
man, he was, holy smokes, that was an unbelievable speech, huh?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, he crushed it, man.
Dude, I mean, it was like giving me goosebumps. It's like, whoa, bro.
Dude.
He's a well-spoken man.
Dude, he's an incredible person, too. Like, the first time I met Andrew was at the Pro Bowl, and I, like, brought, like, my family out, and I was like, let's go dinner on me, and there was this nice restaurant connected to the hotel we're at, and Witt kind of stopped in. Shook my hand, said hello, and I had like 10, 15 people with
That's
me.
Cool, man.
And I was like, hey, everyone, get whatever you want. Like, it's on me, blah, blah, blah. Well, the check comes and they go, oh, Mr. Whitworth took care of it for you. And he just walked up to me and said, hey, congrats on your first Pro Bowl. I was like, fuck, how cool is that?
Ooh, that is really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. I get some goosebumps right there.
It was like him. It was him in year 10, I think, Joe Thomas in year 9 and me. And I was like a kid in a candy store. These are the dudes. Yeah, these are the two guys you look up to and watch. And it was just awesome to be a part of. That first one was the coolest one by far.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Hawaii is cool.
We didn't do it. They did it in Orlando.
Oh, man. You didn't get to do
it. No. The first one I made was the year they stopped doing Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Hawaii was awesome.
Yeah. And Hawaii's beautiful. I mean.
What kind of like events and setups did they have for you guys? Just like kind of do what you want?
So everything's right on Iolani Hotel campus and stuff like that. And it's kind of off the strip and in the northern part, I think, of there, and they have a big old lagoon and everything like that. And it's just, we took over the whole thing. The NFL took it all over. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
So they had practice fields out there. It's so secluded and stuff like that. And it has its own private beach for, families to take little ones to and stuff like that, whatnot, right? Or they had the pool, and there's guys drinking at the pool bar. There's people on the beach. Just everybody was everywhere. Was there.
Yeah. Right? Having all of them under one roof is the best, because then you get these guys who you played against or dudes that you look up to or guys at your position.
Like Orlando, right? Like everybody stayed at the resort. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you this.
And you guys being in Orlando, let's go see Mickey. Let's go see Minnie. You know what I mean? And you're going to Disney World, right?
It was a cool experience from the standpoint that everyone was under the same hotel, which is really cool. There was kind of one bar.
Right.
So at night we were all at the same bar, cool, drinking, having a good time.
Yeah.
You get to meet a lot of guys and kind of make relationships.
Yeah.
But they like Universal Studios. They'd shut down Universal Studios for a night.
Oh.
And so it was just you and the families and no waiting in lines, nothing like that.
That's
and
pretty sweet.
They did a really good job.
They could have opened up more roller coasters, to be honest. Because he like took me as part of his crew and stuff, and we were out there like, oh, dang, it's all opened up, Universal Studios, and some of the stuff, they kind of shut it off. It's like, oh, hey, thanks for bringing me, Taylor. This is great, man.
That's cool. That's a great story about,
he's since that day, I've just admired him. I liked him before when I was a fan of his.
Yeah.
I've admired the guy, the what he does in the community, the way he handles himself.
How many years is this?
16, 17.
Oh, okay.
Because I think he came in older. Time. He played, he was like a fifth year senior.
Okay.
Then he got drafted. I think he was drafted in the second round, played the Bengals 11 years, and then played at the Rams for 6. I had two different lives.
What's his story? Like, are you going to continue? Or is he?
I think
he's riding off.
He hasn't said anything yet, but
I think he's
done. Like,
why you go out on a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
40 years old.
He was on a Super Bowl and Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Oh yeah.
There's no.
Oh no!
He got hurt last year.
All right.
And everyone thought he was going to retire then, and he comes back. And he just plays, and you know what, dude? He played well. It's not like he was like a liability. He's played fucking good all year long.
Right, right, right.
Dude's played 239 games, started 235 of them. I mean, that's incredible.
Jeez. Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you guys got anything? I know we probably got to wrap up.
Yeah.
Here soon. What do you guys got for Mike?
Seeing the game is softer today. Who are some guys that you do like, though, how they work out there?
Well, now you're putting me on a spot. I don't follow that much.
Are there any fullbacks that you look at that feel like are kind of like a style you like? I know they kind of seem like a dying breed, but.
The kid from San Francisco, still keeping it going a little bit, with the athleticism and stuff, and get involved in the game. I don't follow too much anymore. I think, man, that's how I was growing up too, man. I was in my own world, When I was in high school, it was all about high school football. I didn't know anything about college or anything like that. Again, you got to understand that. Thank God there wasn't cell phones back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it gets your shit in trouble, right?
No question. We talked the other day about if there was Twitter when we were 12, we're canceled.
Right.
Game's over for us.
I've said that. And then don't get me wrong, I wasn't, bad. But at the same time, as we got after it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Also, and, that's also when you find out boundaries.
The way people can take it out of context.
Oh, big time.
Now. Like, we could be hammering like, and...
That's their world. Everything's out of context.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, it's like, I had some, probably that kid they were talking about. I watch, bigger type of backs, like your guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was kind of similar that way too. I never watched football growing up at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I only watch it because I play it. Yeah.
Or because they pay you $16 million to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably should watch some film.
Yeah.
Make sure I can keep that job. It's a nice deal.
That might be a good suggestion.
Keep that thing alive.
Yeah.
Who are some guys that you used to get up for? Like, who are some guys matchup-wise that you would go against going into the week and get hyped for?
I don't get hyped. I never got hyped. I got to the stadium 5 hours before the game. I went outside and played the goalpost game and do all that stuff, stretch a little bit, just sit out there and I knew all the video guys from every stadium. I knew them all, you know what I mean, and stuff like that, because I was out there with them when they were going to test 1-2, 1-2 and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I worried about me, per se.
Did you ever talk shit?
No.
You a shit talker?
Mm-mm.
No, like Ray Lewis or nobody?
Mm-mm.
So you just hit somebody, they say something, and just walk back to the huddle?
No, they just say, hey, what's up, Allstott, and pat me in the ass or something like that. I say, hey, what's up, bro?
If I were to talk shit to somebody and they would just turn around and walk away, I'd be like, God damn, that man's a psychopath.
Yeah, he can't get in his head. Mikey had the neck roll. He probably had the hip pads that went, went through the hip pads.
Through
the butt pad.
But it's like, yeah, no. So, we played against Urlacher 2 years, two times a year. Played against, I played a lot of them. It was good, man. It was good. It was like, you just couldn't know how to, it's like anything else. It's like playing in the same league you're playing, you know exactly how that and that defense end's going to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a good deal, brother.
Hardest hit you took? Anybody that you, any player you think about, you're like, oh, he kind of rung my bell a little bit there. Obviously, you don't tell him, but.
There's my rookie year. When I was in my rookie year, we were in orange and white, right? And so it was just a guy named Ron Cox. You know what I mean? He was a linebacker for Chicago, and he liked to lead with his head a lot. You know what I mean? So we met heads, and I was like, ooh, shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Didn't remember the next play. I had to ask.
That's awesome. And I love that he's like, what was his name? You said Ryan Cox?
No, Ron Cox.
Yeah, Ron Cox.
Like Ron Cox.
I love it. People are probably like, oh, is it Ray Lewis? This is this. He's like, nah, the rookie year, this dude named Ron Cox.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like somebody,
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, these are really good.
Yeah, no, they're
actually, I really like them a lot.
Yeah.
They do taste really good.
I do those nicotine ones.
We'll send you a care package type of deal and put some stuff together for you. And then
I was super happy with this, but yeah, I'll take that. Super happy about it.
Yeah, bro.
This is a, mess with this a lot.
Yeah. So Tiza, man, it's just alternative, free from tobacco and stuff. And, but again, it's the herbs in the vitamins, but at the same time, it's pretty good, man. Long lasting flavor.
And this is your company?
I'm affiliated with the company. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a good idea. Because I always seen stuff like this. I know there's a couple other companies out there that do.
Sure, that wasn't the brains of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, I would.
All right.
Yeah, you're a money guy.
You're a money guy. At you.
But I remember seeing these. Like, there's a couple of coaches that do other brands that are similar to this. And I never understood it. I was like, why would you not do it if you're not getting anything out of it? But when I put this in, because I stopped doing the other brand that had nicotine in it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I understand why people would use these to kind of curb that appetite.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That.
Yeah. So you just got to find your taste. They have coffee there. They have getting crazy with a lot of them. It's pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to rip these up.
Yeah.
Rip these up.
Yeah, hey, guys, you just wanted to make sure we wanted to offer something up to your followers and listeners. So we are doing.
We're going to do
a little special. AllStop40. If they use code AllStop40.
Use code AllStop40.
On our website, teasaenergy.com.
Is that 40% off?
40% off.
Oh, that's a huge deal. Spell Teaza for me.
Yeah, it's TEAZA.
There you go.
Energy.com. All one word. 40% off in honor of the A-Train.
There you go.
Appreciate you guys giving them some time here. We're also even going to throw in some randomly autographed Mike Allstott Teaza merchandise.
Oh, damn. So
let's go.
I'll be on the website. Product. Hope you guys love it. Right?
It's a great product.
It's made a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
We'll send them the bill.
No question.
Like, hey, Dad, I got the bill, Mike Allstott. I can just keep saying
it. What do you guys do the rest of the day now?
Go work out again?
No. he said go work out again.
Yeah. Dude, it takes a lot to look this average.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Gotta grind it out.
Like, what'd you do this morning?
This morning I just did, like, a lower body, and then this afternoon I'm gonna do, like, conditioning, speed and conditioning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your 40 time?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It was a 4.8.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. What was yours?
Ooh.
Was? Was a 4.8.
Yeah, it is a 4.8.
Think you're still good?
Human being.
All right, we can.
Right now, probably not. No, I'm probably on the 4.9.
We'll say 4.8. Hey, you're a 4.8 guy. Well, like 4.8 guy.
Have you guess?
What's that?
I have you guess. What do you think I ran?
4.65.
4.64.
Googled it. No, I'm just gonna actually. Then
what could you squat back in the day? Most you put on your back. What a meaty conversation.
Like, yeah, what it does it?
75 or something like that.
675?
Yeah. But again, it wasn't, that's the, and I'm learning this now, right? I'm learning this now because I'm the more the better.
Uh-huh.
Type of guy, right? The more the better. The more you're tired, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's how we train, you know what I mean? It's just like old school. But again, all this scientific way of, you know, more is not better, you know what I mean? Right? And so, again, with the whole plyometrics and all that stuff that you guys do, like you said, you know, you're going to use speed and conditioning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was not heard of, you know what I mean, when we were working out. You know what I mean? I mean, we did some ladders and stuff like that. But, you know, again, you really emphasize a workout for, you know,
what you're doing.
And,
and
agility and stuff like that.
Well, you spent a whole hour.
We incorporated ours in some sessions, you know what I mean?
And the harder it was, the more you guys felt like you were probably doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
How hard is it coaching like the way you play and then coaching high school football now?
Like that different? I throw the shit out of the ball.
What's that?
I throw the ball a lot.
Really?
Do you really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
No. I me neither.
No, but my son was a quarterback, so kind of got that. But no, we were an inside outside zone team. We'll do power game and stuff and counter game. But you know, I like the we're no huddle, all signs and everything. Get on the field. Let's go and go after it. So
very progressive.
Yeah.
But, highly conditioned team. Highly conditioned team.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Try I love it.
Fast. But
that's what we ran at Michigan the first 2 years. Kind of just get used to it.
Yeah.
Look over, card, get down.
Right, right.
You guys do the clap?
We don't do the clap, no.
No, see, I never did the clap, but I always wonder, like, how do people hear that when they're away? How do you possibly hear a clapping noise? You know what I'm saying? To get off the ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm asking. Maybe somebody else can tell us. I've never played in it.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not, I'm always, let's go, set hot. Come on, let's
get it. Yeah.
So, but pleasure.
Dude, yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I want somebody was like, hey, would you guys want Mike Allstott? I was like, Yeah, we fucking want him.
Yeah, 100%. People ask us.
I gotta go call Todd and I gotta just
tell him sorry. Yeah, you gotta, man.
I gotta tell him sorry.
Yeah, you got to hit him up. Because he goes, is he in Nashville? I go, yeah, man, he's about to come on the bus. Because I was asking him, hey, you got any stories for me, this and that? And he's like, so he's in Nashville. He's like, he was supposed to tell me. I know. I told him, I said, hey, come to the bus if you're in town. He goes, oh, we're at Indy. We're at the combine. So you probably wouldn't have saw him anyway. That's what you got to tell him.
Good.
But, hey, I knew you was in Indy.
I'm a little better.
What a big win.
I knew he was in India, right?
Yeah.
India. So it's teasaenergy.com and then promo code Allstott 40 for 40% off.
Mm. Deal of the week, JP.
I'm the Allstott. That is the deal of the week. Pretty outstanding stuff.
All right.